Welcome back to the show. Great to have you here, Evan Bray, on this Friday morning. We make our way towards that weekend, which is, boy, looking good weather-wise as we basically say goodbye to summer, but we're doing it with warm temperatures, which is great for harvest, great for anyone wanting to enjoy something outdoors this weekend. It should be a fairly good one for that, that's for sure. Well, if you've ever had a loved one diagnosed with cancer, and I am in the category that I've lost a few loved ones to cancer, you know how devastating it can be. It changes everything. And you are, of course, willing to do anything to support them. Multiple myeloma is a type of cancer that affects plasma cells. It can hurt your bones. It can affect your kidneys, your immune system. It's often treatable, not curable in many cases. It makes up about 1% to 2% of cancer diagnoses. But the numbers are rising, with about 11 Canadians diagnosed every day. So the search is on for more research and, of course, greater funding. This weekend, the Multiple Myeloma March is happening in Regina on Saturday. So it's going to be in the city of Regina tomorrow, Saskatoon on Sunday. And I'm happy to say that we've got Ray Wilgenbush joining us, who is the co-leader of the Saskatoon Multiple Myeloma Support Group, joining me to talk a bit about the disease, these fundraisers, and a bit more. Ray, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Maybe let's start with multiple myeloma. Can you just give us some concept of what this is? When we talk about it, a lot of people don't totally understand what this is.
Like you had mentioned, it is a blood plasma cancer, so it affects your white blood cells and your immune system. Therefore, you're more susceptible to disease. Also, this cancer, like other cancers, steals the calcium out of your bones, so you become frail and your bones easily fracture. Mm-hmm. A lot of fatigue, a lot of bone pain is involved with this disease also.
What's your connection with this, Ray?
I was diagnosed. I had the disease, and the doctors, the chiropractors took forever to get it diagnosed, and that's part of our awareness. But I was diagnosed in 2014, had a stem cell transplant in 2015, and I was on treatment ever since. And like you had mentioned, it is not curable, but it is treatable. Mm-hmm. And they can get you into a state of remission or MRD negative, meaning minimal disease resistance. Okay. So there's very little myeloma affecting your plasma.
So this, you're talking about 2014, 2015. Here we are a decade later. What has life been like in that time for you, Ray, and how has it impacted you?
Actually, I'm more fortunate than most people because my myeloma isn't as aggressive as some myelomas. Folks were diagnosed after me have already passed because their myeloma wasn't as treatable. Mm. Mine has been very treatable. I've, you know, had to do a ton of doctor's appointments, and it's definitely changed our lives. My wife and I, she's our caregiver, and we make a lot of trips. As soon as I'm done here, I have to head to RUH for imaging for some difficulty in my lower back. So It is an ongoing thing, but it is manageable.
Ray, I really appreciate you bringing up caregivers. I lost my father to cancer a number of years ago, and it really is something that the whole family goes through. My mother, a big part of keeping him healthy, to appointments, all of those things. And so you bringing up your wife, it's important, isn't it, Ray?
Very important. And even with our march, some of the families who have lost loved ones still continue to put a team in and, you know, come on the march with us and continue to raise funds to hopefully one day find the Holy Grail, which would be a cure and or better treatments with less side effects.
for sure. Ray Wilgenbusch is my guest, co-leader of the Saskatoon Multiple Myeloma Support Group. So let's talk about the marches that are happening. One's in Regina tomorrow, one's in Saskatoon on Sunday. Why are these important and what actually happens?
We get together at the locations and we have a bunch of prizes that we've secured. We have coffee and dainties and water and stuff for the children, and we all get together and we have a marked out route that we pre-mark out, and we go because of our age and health, we normally go 2.5 kilometers, but you can do the route twice. And then in the last months, we've had all of our teams collecting funding from family, friends, and the such. Mm-hmm. And then that money all goes to Myeloma Canada. And last year, the last couple of years, we were lucky. Julie Stackew, who you had on your show earlier, mm-hmm. received funding from Myeloma Canada. So there's a local connection to this funding that it is coming back to local research.
Yeah, I love that. What's the website or where people can find more details online for this, Ray?
You can just visit MyelomaMarch.ca and just scroll down to the city of Regina or the city of Saskatoon, right. And you can see all of the teams. And if you would like to make a donation, every dollar counts. We would really appreciate anything you can do.
It's good stuff, Ray. Continued good health. Thank you for all you do for the support group and raising funds. You're a great leader in this. Thank you to your wife as well for taking such good care of you. Best of luck with the marches this weekend.
Thank you again for having us.
Ray Wilgenbusch, who is a co-leader of the Saskatoon Multiple Myeloma Support Group. And again, if you want to go online, myelomamarch.ca, you can scroll down, as Ray mentioned, to either the Saskatoon or Regina page. Find out more details if you want to contribute some funds. It's a great fundraiser, and we wish them the best of luck. We've got good weather for it this weekend, that's for sure. We're going to continue to talk about cancer. We've got the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan Chief Executive Officer, Nora Yates, popping in. September Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. I talked about our big event last night for Uncover the Cure. We will welcome Nora into the studio for a conversation about the importance of this month and the fundraising that goes along with it when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.